How to attract a high-value spouse.
Mr. Reagan.
All right, let's get into it. A few weeks back, a video went viral on Twitter. In this video, a young woman realizes that men tend to like well-groomed, feminine women. And, you know, this girl, she's more of a tomboy.
I just came to the realization why I'm single. Every guy that I'm like, oh yeah, he's attractive. Okay, this is not supposed to be offensive, but I see their wives and they just look like so, like, you know, like, not like this. Just like, you know, like, I pretend my tattoos are gone. Dude, I look crazy. Like, that's why guys don't want to wife me up. And I just come to this realization today. See? Or maybe it's because all of them see me eat sushi after I get out of the grocery store in my car with my bare fingers and drink sweet tea. I thought these men wanted, like, you know, big, strong, tough girls. I don't know. I feel like all of them are, like super girly, and all these guys are like, yeah, that's my girl. That's just, like, housewife stuff. And I'm over here, like, own my own business. I'm covered in tattoos. I'm a little spazzy, but that's okay. We embrace it. But yeah, I don't think any guy's gonna wife me up because I can't take me seriously. And I just realized that. Damn.
So yeah, shocker, men like feminine women. But look, the reality is that this is not entirely true. Not all guys like super feminine women. And this girl, she's a very cute girl. I'm sure she can get a million guys. But the problem she has, I suspect, is that she wants a particular kind of guy. And the guys she wants, well, clearly, they prefer super feminine women. And I suspect that the kind of guy that this girl wants is a high-value guy. I prefer desirability to value, because value kind of indicates a monetary value, which can be confusing, so I prefer desirability in women, desirability in men. But we can work with high value. That seems to be the trendy term these days. My guess is that she wants the 147 IQ underwear model who makes her breakfast on a balcony in a villa in Oahu overlooking the Pacific. And yes, I am, of course, talking about myself, obviously. But you know what? That's okay. She can want that kind of guy. But if she wants to have any reasonable chance to snag this kind of guy, she's got to be the kind of girl that this guy wants. Highly desirable men will usually end up with highly desirable women. Some girls who are mid, as they say, are going to try to con their way into snagging a high-value man. And some mediocre guys, even loser guys, are going to try to con their way into snagging a high-value girl. And sometimes these folks will succeed in their cons, but for the most part, the most desirable people will end up with the most desirable people. And this kind of sucks for a lot of regular folks, because we live in a society that cultivates high expectations, but also discourages effort. Thanks to social media, in 2023, below average people tend to have very high expectations for just about everything. We tend to call these people entitled brats. But there's lots of unimpressive people out there who demand a lot. All right, so let's talk about this chick specifically. What can the girl in this video do? What can the mediocre guy do if he wants a high-value girl? Well, there is a solution. So this chick, she wants to get married, right? She's a tomboy. She's a tough chick. And she clearly knows a lot of guys because she's talking about their wives. And these are men that she finds desirable. She would like to marry these men, but they want these beautiful, elegant, feminine girls. So the first thing I would tell this chick is, and you guys may not agree with me, but most men do not want to marry a chick who wants to bro down with the guys. Some guys do, but most guys don't. And the reason most guys will never marry a girl like this is pretty obvious, I think. We're straight, and this chick, she's masculinized herself. Now, this is not the most masculine chick, obviously. She's very cute, as I said, and I think there are a million guys who would date her. But the way she's talking, eating sushi in her car, all that stuff, it sounds to me like she's giving an example of, you know, this kind of grubby thing in order to illustrate the way that she is generally. And here's the thing. Men are grubby. Men are masculine. Men are tough. Men get tatted up. We don't want to date a man. We want to date a woman. If this chick wants more guys to be attracted to her, to wife her up, as she says, then she's got to stop trying to be like the guys and do a total 180 and be the beautiful, sweet, sexy girl that guys want. And maybe she's not tried to do this much in the past, so it's, you know, it's uncomfortable for her, it's scary for her, but she really needs to do this. And look, this tomboy thing, this is a strategy that women have employed to get guys comfortable with them since probably the dawn of time. Like, I've seen this in movies from, like, the 40s. So, yeah, this is, like, a very old strategy for women. But, you know, I think it got really bad in, like, the 1990s, and it's only gotten worse because as a teenager, you know, I can see this being very effective. The guys are terrified of girls at this age, so being one of the guys is an effective strategy. But this girl never grew out of it. You know, it perhaps worked for her so well for so long that she never thought to change tactics. Now, I'm not sure that this girl really struggled that much to get guys. Like I said, she's cute enough to get a million guys. And I think she probably posted this video, you know, as a way to get guys to reassure her that, no, in fact, you know, she is super hot, and yes, in fact, we all do want to wife you up, whatever. You know, she wants that reassurance. She wants that attention from guys that the internet is so great at giving women. And certainly there will be guys who will say all of this to her on TikTok. But no, they're mostly lying to her, or they're the kind of guys that she doesn't really want anyway. Weak beta simps. So, look, if you want an attractive, successful, masculine man, you've got to be a beautiful, elegant, feminine woman. And I know, maybe you guys disagree with this. Maybe the guys watching this are like, no, we want a girl who is a little bit more tough, a little bit more tomboyish. I don't know. You know, you don't mind if she's a little bit grubby or jacked or bros down. You know, I know girls who chug beer and love football, and they are married. You know, there are men who fell in love with these women. But I've never dated a girl like this. Literally never. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's a great topic for debate because it's one in which, you know, I'm not 100% confident that my perspective is the right one. It's right for me, but I don't know if it's right for everybody else. I don't know if everybody is going to agree with this for themselves. I would like to hear what you guys think in the comments section below. All right, now let's get to the solutions for single folks having trouble dating. And I was actually considering not recording this video, but then I stumbled upon another video posted by my buddy, Josh Lacash. And this video I found quite sad. And I think it really illustrates the extent of the problem.
Reason 3000 to not live with a man. Every morning I need like an hour to just get ready for the day and to just figure out my shit. And I love my little coffee time. I love my quiet. I love being zen and just chilling and, you know, thinking about what the day is gonna look like. And if I had a man here, if I had a little baby man who was like walking around making noise and being gross and like, that would ruin my morning ritual. And I can't have that. Because I need my morning ritual. I've got my cat, and that's nice. So I'll feed her, and I'll pet her. But that's the only kind of care for others that I'm going to be doing. I'm not here to give a man a pep talk about how he's going to do so great today.
I'm not here to make somebody coffee or to clean up after them when they inevitably don't put their coffee cup in the dishwasher. We're not doing that shit. We're vibing. We're having a nice, quiet morning, and it's the best.
I found this video unbelievably sad. This chick has created a video trying to convince people that she has chosen to be alone. And look, I know that there are a few people out there in this world who do prefer to be alone. I prefer to be alone most of the time. But at the end of the day, just about everybody wants to meet their soulmate, somebody that they can rely on no matter what. And this girl, she is clearly the kind of girl who wants this. She definitely wants to find her man, her husband, her soulmate, the man of her dreams, maybe more than anyone. I mean, I met a lot of people out there in the world in my lifetime. I can read people pretty well. Yeah, this girl desperately wants a man. But she's on TikTok here presenting all these benefits of being alone and pretending like that's what she really wants. I mean, look, if she met the man of her dreams tomorrow, she would instantly stop being single. But she's going through all this effort to try to convince everyone that she has chosen to be single. Okay, sure. But you know what the saddest part is? Most likely, she's trying to convince herself. And I just find that so sad because, you know, it's obvious that this girl just hasn't found guys who are willing to date her. And maybe she's found some guys that are willing to date her, but these guys have not been up to her standards. I've noticed this is a big problem with girls today. They have these absurdly high standards and they don't necessarily produce the effort that it takes to make themselves desirable enough to get the guys they actually want. All right, so finally, we've reached the point in the video where I explain my views on how a mediocre person can land a very desirable person. Now, for the girl in the first video, the tomboy, as I said before, she's a very pretty girl, and so I think that her solution, the solution to become more feminine, I think that that girl can do that fairly easily. But if you're an average person and you want to snag a very desirable person, it may actually seem like an impossible task, but I'm here to say it is not impossible. So how can this be done? Well, the answer is actually super simple. In order to get a very desirable person, you must simply become a very desirable person. If you're an average girl, just become a desirable girl. If you're an average guy, just become a desirable guy. Now, this is a lot easier, actually, for the guys than it is for the girls. But for any single folks out there who need it, I will break down a list of the things that you need to do in order to become a very desirable person. Okay, so let's start with my advice for the girls. Most of this is pretty standard stuff, but in the mess of modern dating advice, I think things do get a bit confusing. So let's break this down. 1, do not worry about your career. 2, focus on fitness and grooming. 3, cultivate your backstage personality when you're at home in private. 4, be a bit of a prude. 5, don't date douchebags. 6, smile more. 7, learn how to flirt. 8, do your man's laundry. 9, be clean. And 10, be proud of your man and be fiercely loyal. All right, so let me explain each of these. 1, don't worry about your career. Ladies, we do not care what your job is or if you even have a job at all. If I meet some super important corporate lawyer chick at a party, super successful, maybe she's even famous, and this girl starts flirting with me, but she's a bit overweight, she's a bit slovenly, she's a bit annoying, and she's a bit of a bitch, I'm not going to want to date that girl. On the other hand, if I meet a super great girl serving coffee at Starbucks, charming and beautiful and flirty and sweet and funny, I'm taking out the Starbucks chick. And yeah, okay, that's an extreme example, but I'll be honest, even if the Starbucks chick is just ever so slightly more attractive than the corporate lawyer, I'm probably going to want to be with the Starbucks chick. Look, the point is, we don't really care what your job is. So if what you really want in life is a great guy, don't worry so much about your career. 2, focus on fitness and grooming. Women must look beautiful. I know that's not what many people want to hear. It's not what the mainstream media says, but it is true. Modern feminism has convinced American women that looks are not important. The truth is that we need to be able to look across from the breakfast table every morning and we need to like what we see. Now, for most guys, the women that we grow old with, she doesn't need to be an ethereal Norse goddess. But she does have to be somebody that we find at least mildly attractive. If you date somebody long term that you do not find remotely attractive, you will eventually grow to despise this person. This is a fact. I mean, you might grow to despise them anyway, but at least when that happens, you will enjoy looking at the person that you despise. But modern feminism has convinced American women that men need to appreciate them for more than just their looks. And so the trend has been since the 1970s for women to pay less and less attention to their appearance. But you got a huge problem now, ladies. Eastern European women. Now that girls from Ukraine and Russia have been coming over to America, you are now in competition with an entirely different class of woman. And let me tell you, Eastern European women, they were not tricked by feminism. They are incredibly fit. They dress impeccably. Their hair is always perfect. And they have their nails done every 2 weeks by a woman that they call a nail master. And it's not those weird black girl nails either. This is just simple, elegant perfection. So look, single American girls, British girls, you guys now have to compete with Eastern European women. And let me tell you, 9 times out of 10, you will lose that battle. So listen to me, ignore the regional trends of Patagonia brand everything, and check out what the Ukrainian girls are wearing. And yes, look, you can wear athletic clothes, of course, when you're doing athletic things. But otherwise, dress better. But the big thing is fitness. Most guys want skinny girls or athletic girls. Very, very few guys want girls who are obese. This is the ugly truth, but it is the truth. Some guys do like girls who have a bit of thickness, like the girl in that video would actually be considered ideal for some guys. But at the end of the day, a girl is always going to be able to attract more men. She's going to have more options if she's thin and fit and healthy than if she's a bit overweight. And that's just always going to be true. And I don't think women like to hear that because they have been told for decades now that the idea of being skinny or fit or whatever, that this is a con and that they should just love themselves the way they are. And a lot of that, I think, comes from the hysteria about anorexia in like the 1990s and stuff like that. But, you know, anorexia isn't that much of a concern, really. If you looked around in public these days, I don't think anorexia is really the problem that people have so much anymore. With some girls, yes, but for the most part, it really is the opposite. So look, stop listening to the feminists, okay? Stop listening to people tell you, you're perfect just the way you are. Nah, do better, okay? Reduce body fat, get fit, get thin, get healthy, and you will attract more men. That's the truth. 3. Cultivate your backstage personality. I once dated this girl, she was the most bubbly, charming, fun girl in the world, but only in public. At home, she was an irritable slob. She happened to be dieting at the time. She was doing some modeling, and she had to be very, very fit. And she got really mad at me once because I ate too many of her rice cakes. Look, any time that somebody wants to get into a fight because of food, I'm just like, okay, that is a big red flag for me. Look, it's not the Great Depression, okay? We can go buy more frickin' rice cakes. But look, the real problem was that she just wasn't enjoyable to be around at home. And the distinction between her at-home personality, what I call her backstage personality, and her public personality, what I call the in-front-of-the-camera personality, well, that distinction made the horribleness of her at-home personality all the more irritating because she did not have to be that way. Clearly, she just cared more about how strangers perceived her than how I perceived her. So, I mean, eventually that relationship ended, of course. Look, in America, we have become very sloppy at home generally. People let their houses become a total mess. They dress like crap. They sprawl out on the couch. There's just no dignity. There's no care to be taken at all to be presentable in private. If guests come over, well, then people clean their house. They sit in a dignified position. We behave with a certain level of self-respect. But for the people that we live with every day, we're just like, whatever. Bleh. But why do we present ourselves in the best light for these guests? They're not the people that we love the most in the world. Presumably your boyfriend or your husband, this is the person that you love the most in the world. So why is he not the priority? If you want to be a slob in front of the strangers and be presentable for this man that you love more than anything. And a lot of people, they don't like things that are old-fashioned, but a lot of times the old-fashioned ways are the best ways. Just look at how girls acted at home in the 1950s, and now look how girls act at home today. Which is more attractive? Be the 1950s girl. 4, be a bit of a prude. Now, I do not date party girls. That is a big thing for me. It's a hard rule. That said, I have dated party girls in the past, but I always regret it. Now, not all guys care about this, but most guys do. Over the past few years, I have heard the word body count used quite a lot, and that is really disturbing. In the 1990s and before that, the concept of a girl losing her virginity was actually considered a big deal. That's not even discussed anymore. These days, it's all about body count. Like, that's how much our society has degenerated. And the problem with this is that guys will not respect you. Now, women think that the body count thing doesn't matter or shouldn't matter, but it does matter. Because guys know that deep down, women are usually emotionally affected by sex. And if you're sleeping with a bunch of guys, then you're either self-destructive or you've got deep psychological problems. And guys really don't want to be with girls who are mentally ill. Women have evolved, I think, to have an emotional association with sex because of pregnancy. Sex was always a big deal for women historically because it meant that you can have a child with the guy that you're with. And so if there's not this strong emotional connection, a connection that compels you to attach yourself to the man, well, then you're left alone to fend for yourself in a very vulnerable pregnant state. And so sex is a big deal for women on an emotional level and on a deep psychological level. They tend to become attached to the men that they sleep with. And so if a girl sleeps with a bunch of different people, well, most guys, we think there's probably something wrong with you. We actually used to have a term for this, damaged goods. We should really bring that back. And look, in my experience, this is true. Girls with high body counts are messed up. Now, guys, we can get away with a high body count a lot more than women. Although I wouldn't be too crazy. This is not in the script, so this is a little bit off the cuff. But I was talking to this girl the other day, and she knew a guy who slept with like 1,000 women. But he was totally indiscriminate. It didn't matter how they looked. It didn't matter if he was attracted to them. He just slept with girls. He just thought having a high body count was cool or whatever. This guy is now celibate. He is so disgusted by sex, disgusted by women, that he just doesn't have sex anymore. He ruined the experience of sex. He ruined it for himself. So guys, be careful. All right, don't be messing around with a bunch of girls you're not attracted to. Sorry, I digress. Let's get back to the advice for the girls. Look, guys can get away with a high body count more because, you know, I think historically we were not, like, if we accidentally impregnated a random girl in our travels, we might not have even known about it. It wasn't this huge life-changing thing for us. So we don't have the emotional or psychological connection. And oftentimes after we get a girl in bed, the hunt is over. We won. Victory. We're over it. We are done with that girl. So yeah, be a bit of a prude. And you don't have to be entirely prudish. I think that can actually also stop you from finding a guy. You do need to be a little bit sexy, and you need to be as captivating as possible. But a little bit of hesitancy, enough to make the guy think that you're a good girl. This is obviously the best strategy if you want to get a guy to think highly of you. And you know, all girls actually know this deep down. It's just not all girls live by this advice that they know is true. But you know what I find really disturbing, is there's this trend right now for women to be a bit prudish with guys they really like a lot, but then to jump into bed with guys they don't like at all. So the idea behind this is that they know that they're not at risk of falling in love with the guys that they don't like. They don't care whether or not this guy respects them at all, whatever, because they're not interested in this guy. So who cares? It's just a bit of fun and, you know, maybe they're a bit drunk, so why not? Who cares? But of course, your flings may seem random and anonymous, but the good guys, the high value guys, the guys you want, they will sometimes hear about your various flings with loser guys, and then often they will lose all respect for you. You're no longer the girl that they want to take home to meet mom and dad. You become the side chick. So be a bit prudish with the guys you like, and be very prudish with the guys you don't like. In fact, you probably shouldn't even associate with the guys that you don't like. And look, this will sometimes be the difference between the high value guy thinking, this is a girl I want to take home for the night, and a high value guy thinking, I want to marry this girl. Number 5, do not date douchebags. The girls I know who have the hardest dating lives are the ones who date douchebags. There is this type of girl, usually the ones who do breath work and use these, mystical crystals, stuff like that. The type of girl who she's drawn to the bird with the broken wing. She wants to be a nurturer who fixes broken men and make them happy. But these are also the most gullible chicks in the world. They always go after these guys with like long hair and 16 bracelets and, you know, a motorcycle, maybe, whatever. You know these guys. These guys that they do all the trendy crap to make girls think they're cool, but deep down they got all these insecurities, and so they're putting on this fake cool guy look. I mean, I really hate these guys. And look, I guess the fact that they're insecure deep down, I guess, you know, that's the bird with the broken wing part of this. These girls are like, okay, yeah, I know he's a douchebag, but I think I can fix him. Anyway, I've known a few girls that fall for these kind of guys constantly, and they call and they tell me, you know, about this new terrible experience, and they're like, that is the last douchebag that I ever date. And then they send me a picture of the new guy that they're seeing, and it's exactly the same kind of guy. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But these chicks are wasting their time with these guys, and that's the lesson here. Don't waste your time with douchebags. The time that you're spending dating douchebags, that could be spent meeting great guys. Number 6, smile more. Okay, I love this one. So there's this idea that was germinated out of feminist insanity that if a man tells a woman to smile more, that he is sexist. Okay, 1, everyone should smile more. 2, women in particular should smile more. This is not a sexist thing. Most women are more attractive when they smile, and men want to be with attractive women. It's a pretty simple equation. And the aggressive men, the ones telling women to smile more, okay, they might be creepy jerks, some of them, but the advice is still actually very good, because It's not just the creepy jerks who find women who smile more attractive. It's the nice, handsome men as well. When I was younger, in my 20s, I used to date a lot of girls who were, I was in LA, these girls were doing modeling. And look, I was not super rich, I was not super athletic, I was not super famous, anything, but I was able to get these very desirable girls. And it was partly because I was the only guy willing to go up and talk to them. Because a lot of guys are terrified of women generally, and they are particularly terrified of women who are not smiling. A smile is inviting. So if you want more guys to talk to you, smile more. Number 7, learn how to flirt. So when I first wrote this script, I wrote out this whole story about this girl who I dated a while back, and this girl was terrible at flirting. She was young and naive and a bit inexperienced, and she was just terrible. And there is a pretty funny story there. But for one thing, it's possible she will watch this video, and I really don't want her to see this and hear this story and, you know, be mad at me. And secondly, it actually did not deter me from wanting to be with this girl. In fact, I thought it was kind of endearing, but it did make it really hard for me to figure out that she liked me at first. I think we went out like 3 times before I was convinced, okay, this girl does in fact, you know, quite like me. And I had actually planned to stop seeing this girl before that. My friend had to intercede. Apparently she had called him and basically told him that she was crazy about me. So he tells me this and I'm like, are you sure? Because this girl does not act like it. And that's the thing. Some girls, you know, it's really hard for them. They don't know how to flirt. So if you're a chick and guys don't talk to you that much, watch some YouTube videos. Learn how to flirt. Guys who are scared of girls, they will not ask you out unless they think that you like them. So you have to flirt with them just a little bit. And even me, I was already dating this girl. And I'm like, I'm ready to move on. Because I wasn't getting any positive vibes off this chick. And you know, it was really just because she did not have any flirtation skills. So learn how to flirt. It is a valuable life skill. Number 8, do your man's laundry. Okay, so this is more like after you start dating a guy. Women are really gonna hate this one. But this is 100% effective because this is incredibly rare these days. I dated a lot of girls before I got married. And none of them had ever done my laundry before. None. When I met my wife, now ex-wife, I was shocked one day when I came home and I found all my laundry all done. It was all folded. It was put away neatly. I had never had a girl do that for me in my life. I actually said in that moment, and I'm not joking, I think I've got to marry this girl. That's true. I actually said that out loud. And, you know, look, I was kind of joking at the time, but I did. I married her. Like, you women do not understand how much we appreciate that kind of thing. I mean, not all guys. Some guys are douchebags, but I will refer you to rule number 5 there. But for good men, we appreciate this sort of thing so much. And it's not because, you know, you did some chore and it saved us a little bit of time. No, it's a sign of love. It indicates that you care about us. This is how the world used to be. A man would show a woman that he loved her by taking care of the woman in all the ways that men do. And a woman would show a man that she loved him by doing his laundry, cooking him a warm meal, and keeping the house clean. Number 9, be clean. Men are not clean by nature. Now, if the woman is also not clean, this will just create a disastrous living environment. Now, I'm a pretty clean person, actually, but I cannot tell you the number of relationships that I've had where eventually I look around the place and I'm like, we need to fix this. Whereas when I date women who are very, very clean, it just makes life a million times nicer. And look, okay, fair enough. When you have kids, this is not always possible to have the place perfectly clean all the time. But yeah, if you want a man to wife you up, as the woman says in that video, be a very neat, clean, and organized girl. Make this a priority in your life. Number 10, be proud of your man and be fiercely loyal. My ex-wife watched every one of my YouTube videos. Every single one. She was my biggest supporter. And you may think it's funny that I keep referencing my ex-wife, who I did eventually split up with, but you gotta understand, I did marry this girl. So even though it didn't work out between us, she was certainly desirable enough for me to want to marry her in the first place. All right, so that is my advice for women. Let's move on to my advice for the guys. Number 1, be confident. Number 2, be successful. Number 3, be handsome. Number 4, be interesting. Number 5, be fit. Number 6, be a bad guy. Number 7, be a good guy. Number 8, be funny. Number 9, be charming. Number 10, be a gentleman. All right, now let me explain each of these quickly. Number 1, be confident. Most people, I think, believe that men and women should be similarly attractive, or they should come from similar backgrounds, or they should have similar interests. And look, all of that is true to an extent. But the thing that makes people most compatible, in my estimation, is actually not equivalent things. That is, it's not that handsome men will necessarily get beautiful women. Rather, the desirability of the woman should be matched by the confidence of the man. And desirability is, of course, more than just beauty, but if you want to simplify the equation, you can just use beauty and confidence. So if a girl is an 8 beautiful, then the guy should be an 8 confident. And let me just explain confidence for 1 second. Confidence is a very simple thing. It's just being honest with yourself. It's a recognition of your positive attributes as well as your shortcomings. You cannot be a truly confident person unless you recognize both of these things. You've met people who focus exclusively on their shortcomings. They have no confidence. And you've met people who completely ignore their shortcomings and they pretend that those shortcomings don't exist. These people have very fragile confidence, what I would call fake confidence. I'm good at everything. But you know what? Fake confidence actually sometimes works pretty well. I've met some guys who are absolute creeps, and they know they're not great guys, but they put on this act of being super confident, and it really works with some women. I've seen this happen so many times. It's a super fake guy. He'll go up to a girl, and the girl knows that he's a creep, but, you know, she goes along with it because she likes the attention. She feels flattered. Honestly, it's kind of gross. I usually lose respect for these women, but it does work. It does work for these guys. But you know what's kind of the sad side, the other side of the coin? These guys rarely end up in long-term happy relationships because instead of making themselves desirable, they just keep faking it. And it's so much better to have true confidence. That is a much better strategy in the long run. At the end of the day, though, confidence is something that you have inside. And if you're a religious Christian, I think that this is a lot easier. As long as you're doing what you think you should do in this life to be a good man, there is a very high level of confidence that goes along with that. So I guess, in short, the number one advice that I have for you is to be confident. And to do this, be honest with yourself, improve yourself, and be a strong Christian man. Number two, be successful. More than anything else, being successful will get you women. Now, I suppose this kind of advice can be a little bit disappointing to men who can't get women because, you know, most guys listening to this advice, they're not handsome, they're not fit, they're not rich, they're not confident. So it may not be super helpful to say, be rich and handsome and fit and confident. But sometimes the truth is unpleasant to hear. The reality is that desirable women are valuable, at least in part, because they are difficult to acquire for the average man. So if you're a single guy looking to find a great girl, this will be a difficult thing to acquire. And being successful is, as annoying and cliche as it sounds, the best way to attract women. And you know, some people are going to say, well, you don't want a woman who just wants you for your money. And that is true. But also, you will have a lot more options if you're financially successful. And look, financial success isn't just about a woman going, oh, now I have money because I'm with this rich guy. No, it's attractive, right? It's an indicator that you're social, that you are smart. It indicates other attributes you might have that a woman might want in a man. But also in a more practical sense, financial success gives you the option to take your girlfriend to Hawaii and Bali and Paris and Dubai and to buy her nice things and a nice house in which to raise your children and to get her a nice car. And look, women, they understand this. And so, yeah, although many women are willing to date a guy who's just very handsome or very charming or a very decent person, the truth is that most women do want some level of financial security and they want a guy who can take care of them and give them a good life. And again, being successful is just attractive to women. And there's nothing wrong with this. In fact, this is the natural way of the world. So if you want a great girl, it is imperative that you become financially successful. Number three, be handsome. All right, look, I know that women say that they don't care about looks, but that is nonsense. The ugly truth is that women don't like ugly dudes. But being handsome isn't really that tough for men. And sure, women have makeup that they can use to trick men. But here's the advantage men have. There's not that much difference between an average-looking guy and a handsome guy. We all kind of look the same. And a lot of girls actually prefer the rugged-looking guy anyway. And so girls can kind of be tricked about looks much more easily than men. I've seen some unbelievably mismatched couples in my life. It's pretty easy, really. If you are ugly, get a great haircut, get a great physique, and adopt an amazing fashion sense. And if you do these things, about 80% of women will find you attractive. Number four, be interesting. There are a few hobbies that women find really interesting. Musicians, DJs, photographers. Travel is also interesting. Learn how to fly a helicopter and women will flock to you. Motorcycles, of course, this is cliche, but it works. Being a successful YouTuber, that's interesting for sure. I actually asked a girl about this once. I was dating this girl for a few months and she had never mentioned my job at all. So one day I said, is it attractive that I'm a YouTuber? Like, do you think it's cool that this is what I do for a job? And she said yes, but it was with a kind of shrug. So I don't think it was like a defining characteristic that made her crazy about me or anything. But I do think that when there are interesting things about you, it kind of makes women go, oh, okay, box ticked. Like they have this imaginary list of things that, you know, a man needs to have for them to be attracted to them. And, you know, something interesting is one of those boxes. And being a YouTuber actually satisfies that requirement for me. And there are some other kind of ridiculous things that women tend to be attracted to. Having long hair seems to trick girls into thinking men are interesting. Wearing lots of rings or leather bracelets or both. Women tend to think that this indicates that a man is interesting. I'm not sure why. Tattoos are really in right now, but, you know, I have zero tattoos and, you know, I'm not sure that ethically I can recommend anybody get permanently marked in order to become more attractive to women. But lots of guys do this, so whatever works, I guess. But I think hobbies and lifestyle are the best options. Surfing, girls love surfing for some reason. If you surf, girls think that's super cool. Rock climbing, that's more of a guy thing in my experience, but girls do think it's interesting. If you can become a professional athlete, I highly recommend that. But obviously that's not possible for most people. And look, this is not a comprehensive list, but if you know, take a moment to think about your life and there isn't really anything interesting about you, go do something interesting. Do an internet search for hobbies that women find attractive in men or something. Find stuff that you like on that list and then go do that stuff. The more, the better. Number five. Be fit. Now, obviously, fit guys are more attractive to women visually. We've discussed that in the Be Handsome section. But also, you can snow ski on beautiful mountain slopes. You can surf in the ocean. You can rock climb on a stunning cliff face. You can hike the ridge trails in Hawaii, where I am right now. And basically, being fit just gives you a million options for fun things to do in this life. It gives you options. If you are overweight, if you're out of shape, if you're unhealthy, it will significantly limit the things that you can do in this life. And that makes you less attractive. And it will also just reduce your quality of life. Now, I'll be making a video probably in a couple of months, how I tend to diet and exercise. But however you do it, get fit. Number six, be a bad guy. Now, this is kind of a weird one, but women don't really like nice guys. This is the most annoying thing in the world because I'm a good guy and I have always been pretty lucky with women, but my nice guy friends have not. And I distinguish good guy and nice guy because you can be a good guy without being that nice guy cliche. And that cliche is really unattractive to women. And I always think this is a bit of a tragedy because I know that any woman who gets one of these guys, she would end up being super happy. And the truth is that women who have landed the nice guys that I have known in my life, they are very happy girls. Now, I consider these women to be some of the luckiest women ever because they've got these great guys. But these guys were overlooked by other girls. And honestly, it just shocked me how women were sometimes tricked into thinking that, you know, this bad guy is the guy that they want. But that's just how the world is. Women are sometimes really stupid. So you gotta kind of be an asshole sometimes.
You really think I ought to swear? Yes, definitely. God damn it, George, swear. You come up. You punch me in the stomach. I'm out for the count, right? And you and Lorraine live happily ever after.
Oh, you make it sound so easy. I wish I wasn't so scared.
George, there's nothing to be scared of. All it takes is a little self-confidence.
But a lot of guys, they tend to be super nice to girls. And this can work with super shy girls. So if you're approaching a super shy girl, ignore the asshole advice completely. But with the more extroverted girls, they're really turned off by guys who are too nice because it indicates insecurity. If you are a guy with a high level of confidence, you will naturally treat the girl that you are talking to as an equal as opposed to a superior. As soon as you treat a girl like she's above you, she will perceive you as below her. So being a bit of an asshole sometimes works out very well. Be an asshole, but not a douchebag. Now, to me, an asshole is a guy who doesn't care that much about the girl that he's just met, but a douchebag is a guy who actively is dickish to her. And being an asshole is exactly what girls want because it indicates confidence. I wish that were not true, but it's true. But being a douchebag, that's not a good way to get women. Like I said, you're most likely to get the idiot girls, and you're going to turn off a lot of the high-value women. And you're also going to be a douchebag. So, I mean, is it really worth it? I don't think so. Number 7, be a good guy. So the asshole routine might work for getting a girl for one night, and occasionally it might even get her to fall in love with you. But typically, to get the high-quality, most desirable women, I find that being a good man is instrumental. Again, some unfortunate girls will go for the total douchebags, but unless you like drama and crying, probably avoid this strategy. Instead, adopt the habits of the good man. I highly recommend, if you are raised Christian, taking that Christianity seriously. Christianity provides a man with a solid set of ethics that he can then abide by. I think for the most part, most men in Western civilization live by a loose set of Christian ethics anyway, even atheists. And so this is advice that most people probably don't actually need. But sometimes I find that I talk with men about their struggles trying to get women and their stories. The things that these guys do, it's completely insane. They'll talk about getting a girl in bed and, you know, all this sexual stuff. And then they talk about all the crappy things they do. Drugs, drunk insanity, cheating on the girl. And then they don't understand. I don't understand what's wrong. I don't understand why I can't keep a girlfriend. I don't understand why I can't get these girls that I want. I met this one guy. This is crazy. I met this one guy who told me that he had a girlfriend who lived overseas. And because they were long distance, they had an agreement that they would both date people in their respective countries until they were back together in the same place, and then they would get married. And this guy took this agreement very seriously. And I just thought, this girl is going to find a better guy, dude. And I actually asked the guy, I said, doesn't it bother you that your future wife is sleeping with all these other guys? It was actually a very sad moment. This guy turned away from me. He kind of stared down at the floor and he goes, yeah, but what am I going to do? That poor guy. And I was just like, find a different girl. But look, the point is that a lot of guys, they have no ethical standards by which to live. And I think it makes it very difficult for women to respect them. And respect is absolutely critical in a relationship. A woman must respect the man that she's with. And if a man has a set of solid ethical standards by which he lives, women tend to strongly respect this. If you want a woman to think that you're the kind of guy that she wants to marry, adopt a strong set of ethics and live by it. Look, most women are actually pretty traditional. They're pretty good people, naturally. There are certainly some terrible women in the world, but typically these women are the victims of cultural lies and feminism, tricking them into believing insane things that end up making them and everyone around them miserable. But deep down, most women, they just want a great guy. They want to get married. They want to have kids. They want to have that white picket fence and live happily ever after. And so in order to fulfill that dream, they need a guy with strong morals. Now, I am not a regular proprietor of strip clubs. In fact, I've never been to a strip club in my life, but I have met many strippers. One I met at an airport, one I met on a bus, one I met in a youth hostel, two actually I met in youth hostels, and so on and so forth. But anyway, these girls were all very flirtatious girls naturally, and each one of them, for whatever reason, got into in-depth conversations about their lives. And God, these girls' lives are like full of drama, craziness. But each one of them had the same desire. And I was super shocked by this. They all wanted a husband. They all wanted kids. And they all wanted that traditional conservative family life. And every time this happened, I was like, what? I mean, I just find it strange that a girl who chooses that kind of lifestyle, that kind of profession, that actually the life she wants is the traditional housewife lifestyle at the end of the day. So look, my point is that most women are actually good girls deep down, even the strippers. And look, I'm not suggesting you go out and you date strippers. I'm just saying that most women want a solid guy with strong values who they can rely on. And the reality is that there really aren't a lot of good guys in the world. Not really. Most guys today are either lazy losers or they're socially inept nerds or they're total douchebags. So if you're a decent guy who can make a little bit of money, dress well, be a bit interesting, you're gonna stand out as a high value man even if you're not rich or famous or super handsome. You're gonna make yourself far more desirable than 90% of the guys out there. You just have to have a solid set of ethics and stand by that. Number 8, be funny. Okay, women always say this. Guys think we want Brad Pitt, but we really want Chandler Bing. Okay, this is what we call bullshit. But there is some truth to this meme. Because being funny is very powerful. Whatever else you got going on, being funny will multiply your desirability by about 1,000 times. Think about being funny as a spice that makes whatever food you put on it 1,000 times better. And look, being funny is not necessarily a super easy thing to learn, so good luck with that. But it is very useful for chatting up high-value women. So yeah, if there is any possible way for you to do it, be funny. Number 9, be charming. So being charming is critical. Being charming is much easier if you've got the true confidence that I mentioned at the number 1 spot. But basically, being charming is just having a personality that people like to interact with. That's it. If you say interesting things, if you say things in an interesting way, if you are super friendly, if you're super funny, well, then you are charming. The way you look at a girl, the way you laugh, the way you move, these all contribute to your charisma, to your charm. And this is something that's very difficult to teach. I think most guys who are very charming are born with this, but you can learn to be charming. One of my good friends was very shy when he was a kid, and he was a bit afraid of girls, but when he grew up, he became a really charming guy. And I asked him once how he fixed this issue. And he said that his dad was a very charismatic guy. And so this guy realized that when he was a teenager, that he did not have the most confidence. And he said that he started watching his dad and he would just copy what his dad did. And so this guy started getting better and better at it. And eventually it became natural for him. And eventually he became a super charming guy himself. And look, I think there's probably YouTube videos about this, so I'd recommend looking those up and maybe learning from those if that's something that you struggle with. Maybe I should make a video about that. I don't know. But anyway, be charming. Number 10, be a gentleman. Okay, this is a bit different to number 7, be a good guy. Number 7 is about getting a girl. Being a gentleman is more of a lifestyle recommendation. And this is relevant only after you get the girl, when you've got a girlfriend or a wife. This woman is the most important person in your life. So you should treat her like the most important person in your life. Have you ever met a guy who cares more about his phone or his car than his girl? I find this kind of guy revolting. Your wife or your girlfriend sometimes is the most important person in the world to you. And if she isn't, maybe you should break up with her. So you always need to treat your woman with the greatest of respect. And most guys get this. Most guys are already like this because this is an obvious recommendation. But sometimes we all need to be reminded of obvious things. Every guy should buy his girl flowers fairly regularly. Women love it. I don't understand it. I don't like flowers at all. I don't care about flowers, but they do. Women love flowers. Also, understand that a lot of your girl's value comes from her having you as her man. And so in order to increase her value, you must be a dignified man yourself. You have chosen a great girl. So do not devalue her by being a low value man. Be a high value man in every way possible, but primarily be a high value man by being a good man. Be a good man in this world to your friends and even to strangers, but primarily be a good man to her. And I mentioned in the advice to women that women need to have a great backstage personality. That applies to men too. You must be a dignified gentleman, both in public and privately, when no one is looking, and especially when you are alone with the wife. All men should be like this. All right, let me know what you guys think about finding a high value guy or girl. Buy all my overpriced crap in Teespring, or just send me money via Patreon or, you know, a super thanks here on YouTube, so we can all keep trying to save the world. I always say, look, these videos aren't always great, but every once in a while, I produce a gem. And remember, it's not that our liberal friends are ignorant, it's just they know so much that is not so. Good night.
The destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. There's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty.